It's a mitzvah rosh. That's not mentioned in the Gemara. That in a housing situation, it's mutar for a woman to be developed someday day in the daytime. That's a Gemara fresh. And that it's that in a housing situation, it's mutar to have the chrifei at a considerable interval. Prior to the tefillah, that's also Gemara fresh. That's the Chabad Zayin, the Gemara of Chavchit, the Marema. So in other words, if let's say she has to go through a mitzvah Shabbos, so she can make the chvife erev Shabbos. So the Rosh and Teitz say, but tukules we don't apply. V'mokim sheyorei yisrit v'olai lo yilahati lochiv erev Shabbos. V'mikvodim Shabbos. Yitrei kule ba'adot eloi makalino. Kule nishar. Ite? Because normally, there is a nisa for a woman to be tibeles in the daytime, and the day, even on the day. So that kule by itself we do apply. And then there is another kule, because normally the chvite has to be somewhat. But in a hardship situation, so then we are mati and we dispense with that chumre. But to dispense with both chumres, that not. So suppose there is such a situation that she, let's say, it is a hardship situation, she cannot be developed by Lilo. She cannot be developed by Lilo. And then we are not matter her to make the chvif erev Shabbos, she should be developed by Yei. But then we tell her to wait another day and to be taken the next day on Sunday. So the three kule ba'adodele mekalinon kule nishar bito mekule da'achok ha'shachif and mitfilos. What's the svara? I don't understand. Monefshah. If every chumre by itself can be dispensed with in a hardship situation, why shouldn't we be able to dispense with both chumres, which are only lechatchile? But Rishayim say that, and I don't think that there is any issue in Israel. All right. Sifches. Bimeichel. וכל שם ביום, אם חופפו ואינו עצמא היי, ותוב לו בלילי ימחל. Also, a true and death, אף על פי שלא הוא יחפיפה, הוא בדי כסוף את מצפי. אבל אם לחופפו כבר, ולא יוצא לתפילה, אף על פי שאי ידנו בעצמו בגופו, ואף לחופפו מיד אחת. So what does it say? I mean, that was mentioned in the Torah, the same time לכם. Because chvive somoch letfilah is only a requirement lechatchil, but in a hardship situation we dispense with it, even lechatchil. So the main of the eved should not be worse than the hardship situation. So even if it's not a hardship situation, but if it's already in the eved, so then it is mutar. B'michel, because shmiyon im chofi po b'ino atzmaye. So b'michel there is no hardship situation. If it's yonte. So then there is a hardship situation. But if it's hail, so there is no hardship situation. But she did it anyway. So she didn't act according to the deen. She washed herself, let's say, on Sunday, and then she went tefillah Monday night. So there it is all right. In chopi for vino atzma hayim, vitoblo bilelu yeim, acha, bilelu yeim acher, and that was chopi for vino atzma hayim. So we see here, a big chiddush. Counter to the Shittas Ramban, because the Ramban is that the Eved, so it's only all light if the Chvife is not Somoch Litfile. But the Iyun Somoch Litfile, since Iyun is Midraise, so the Iyun Somoch Litfile, that's the actually with the Eved. Now, from the Rashbos Loshon, the two sides, it's Mash. But in the two, it's not so spelled out. But the Mechaber spells it out. Oh, Dafku, Daf Tzadi Gimel, on the base, the third line, Kosov Rashbam. Chopifo v'ino atzma b'cheir v'yei v'tofo b'arev oilu mochosei shalit tofo somoch lefifo also matrila b'devet afo pi shalo isa somoch lefifo So when we went over the door, I didn't say that the Rashbo is chilek haRamban, because as far as the text of the Torah is concerned, you could read it into, you could reconcile the Rashbo shita and the Ramban shita, because we could say that the pshat in the Rashbo is as follows. So in view of the fact that he says also a tefillah be'eved afal pi shelo yisosomach mefifeh, and he doesn't say afal pi shelo yisosomach le'iyum, so you could say that what the Rashbo means is that there has to be a niyum, because but mefifeh, you know, takes longer, involves more time than a niyum. A niyum requires a few minutes, but the chvipe involves many minutes. But what the Rashbo means also to the Bemet, Abba Pishlo is a somach lefife, but there was another one. This is how you could read it into the Loshon of the Torah. But it's not mashma that the Mechaba understood the Rashbo that way. Because the Mechaba says, Yimichay, because we don't, Yimchofi for Vina Atzma Hayei. In other words, so that she made a chvife and the iyun on Sunday. On Sunday afternoon. And then Tobo Beleo Yimachi. And she went tefillah Monday night. Also a tefillah there. Afal pisha lo yu chvife uvdike something. You see. In the Torah, you could read it. So that's the reason as to why I didn't say anything on the Torah. Because on the contrary, you could say that in as much as the Torah says in the name of the Rashbo, Afal pisha lo yu somuch lififeh, and he doesn't say afal pi shelo yisosomach lebikir uchvifeh, that the Rashbo is referencing a case where she made another inspection. But the Mechaber is more explicit, and he says afal pi shelo yuchvifeh ubdike somach. So he spells it out. In other words, he understood the Rashbo, that the Rashbo has referenced a case where not only the tefillah was not, Somuch lichvive, but the tefillah was not even somuch lidike liyu. So it's also good there. It's also good there. It's a chiddush. In other words, the Rashbo is chilek and Rama. But so one thing is clear from the Mechaber. Like this, we could say if we didn't have that Mechaber and that Rashbo, so we could say that why does the Ramban say that iyun somuch litfile is miyaki even ever, because in as much as iyun is required in the raise, so not only iyun in general is required in the raise, iyun somuch litfile is required in the raise. But the Rashboshite, the Mechaber, is not like that, because if it is required in the raise, how could it be good ever? So, obviously, according to the Rashbo, Iyun is required with the Raisi, but not Iyun, some of the Tefillah is with the Raisi. According to that. So, in the way, why should we inject a big machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashbo and maximize the machlekes when it's possible to reduce the machlekes to a minimum? One thing is clear, that according to the Rashbo, the way the Mechaber understood the Rashbo, so even though Iyun is required with Raisa, but not Iyun Somach Mitzvile is required with Raisa. So Iyun Somach Mitzvile is only the Rabbon. So he says, since it's only the Rabbon, so the Eved, it's alright. We can dispense with that requirement. Now, from the Ramban says explicitly that Iyun and the Ram also say that. The Ram. And it's imperious why I mean the Mechaber just mentioned the Shita of the Rashbo and doesn't mention that there is a Shita of the Ramban and the Ram connected. As far as the Rashbo himself is concerned, we could reconcile it with the Ramban. Alright, so he understood the Rashbo differently. But why doesn't he mention that there is a Machlekes Rishonim? So it is obvious that the Mechaber assumed that as far as the Raisa is concerned, so even according to the Ramban, there is no requirement with the Raisa that there should be Iyun Somuch. With the Raisa there is a requirement that there should be Iyun. But even if it's not Somuch, even if it is not so much. Now, of course, there has to be a certain limit. You cannot say that if a woman will make an inspection, let's say in 1979, so then she'll be able to go tefila, and the Eved will be good tefila in 1982. I mean, that's ridiculous. So there has to be a certain limit. So what is the limit? What is the limit? I don't know what the limit is. I don't know what the limit is. So the limit probably is, I mean, because if you go over the Gemara, I ask you to go over the Gemara. So Rav Huna said, we don't pass like Rav Huna, that lechatchila it's all right to make the chvife, someday, and go tefillah on the night. Why? Because there is a situation when such an interval of more than is less has to intervene. When is that situation? If the tefillah is mitzvah Shabbos, and let's say, and if mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tov, so then she has no other choice. So since Rav Huna said, since in certain contingencies, so that it lechatchila it's all right to have an interval of more than one is less intervening between the chvif and the tefillah, let's say the tefillah is mitzvah Yom Tov, is mitzvah Shabbos, and mitzvah Shabbos happens to be Yom Tov. So then lechatchila there can be an interval of more than is less, more than 24 hours between the chvif and tefillah. So mainly even in a non-hardship situation, the evidence, so it's all right lechatchila. Even in a non-hardship situation, it's all right lechatchila. Not only that. אומר רב הונא איש יחפפס בערב שבת לא בשביל שבת שחי איש יחפפס בערב שבת לא בשביל שבת then איש יחפפס בערב שבת ויתגבר לזה בביא בשבת so רב הונא makes an extension a further extension because sometimes there is a שחי איש יחפפס בערב שבת ויתגבר לזה בביא יום טב שחלו יסחר השבת חלו יסחר השבת I shouldn't have mentioned it. I mean, the first case, Chifef is Be'er of Shabbos, the Torah is Mitzvah Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shabbos is Yom Tov. I shouldn't have mentioned it. Now, so this is the second case. Shechimisho, Chifef is Be'er of Shabbos, the Torah is Mitzvah Yom Tov, Shechal Yizachar HaShabbos. Suppose, let's say, Shavuos, many times, Shavuos, the first day Shavuos, many times, is Sunday. Not Israel, they're just one day. So suppose, the Shavuos is on Sundays, Mitzvah Shabbos, and she has to go tefillah Sunday night. So then, lechatchila she is tevelez Erev Shabbos, and that fulfills the requirement of the chvife, even though there is an interval of more than 2 weeks less. So because of that, he says, Rav Huna says that lechatchila it's all right. In a non-hardship situation, to be tevelez be'achod b'shabbes and to go tefillah, let's say on Sunday she'll make the chvife and she'll go tefillah Monday night. Tuesday night, be tevelez b'vim b'shabbes. Shechemi shechemevet b'arav shabbes tevelez mitzoy yom tichal izah shabbes. Then again, a larger extension. איש יחפפס בערב שבת ותבלז בחמית של שבת שכן איש יחפפס בערב שבת ותבלז במצוי של יום תיבים של איש השונו שחלוי זכר השבת so because sometimes there is such a contingency so because of that Rav Huna held that it's all right לחתחילה normally for the איש to make the chvife Sunday and the tefillah Wednesday night so more than 3 weeks less. So then the Gemara says, "V'raf chizdo ma'kula aminon, shechemu aminon, When such a contingency happens, so then it's a hardship situation. But when there is no hardship situation, we're not mattering just because sometimes we would be mattering. So, and of course, so we don't pass like Rabbi. So in many way, I think, I mean, of course, there has to be a limit, according to the Muhammad. There has to be a limit. So what is the limit? I think that the limit is the same limit that Rabbuna mentions. But Rabbuna mentioned it, lechatchila, and we don't pass like Rabbuna. So, but the Emet is the same limit. In other words, not formless. If the interval is, if the interval consists of a little over 3 misleis, so then the Eved is alright according to Rabbi Muhammad. But if the interval consists of 4 misleis, then it's not. That's what I think. Anyway, so we have to say that since from the Rashba, it certainly appears that with the Raisa there is no requirement of Fiyun Sotri Tvile, because he's matter even with Rabbon on the Eved. So maybe even according to the Ramban and Ram, that we cannot dispense the Eved with the requirement of Yom Sabuch Litvileh, but even according to the Ramban and the Ram, it's not a requirement with Raisa. It's only a requirement with Rabban. Because if the Mechaber had held that according to the Ramban and Ram, it's a requirement with Raisa, so he would have mentioned another Shabbat. So apparently, the Mechaber took it for granted that as far as the Raisa is concerned, so everybody agrees that with the Raisa there is no requirement of Iyun Somachutvile. Or Iyun Somachutvile. There is a requirement of Iyun, but not of Iyun Somachutvile. But the machleket between the Ramban and the Rashba is whether the Eved we can be matered. We can be matered. So since it's a machlekes only in the Rabbanon, so the Mele, he wasn't cheshish for the shita of the Ramban and the Ram. But if you look, so now let's go over again. Sifches. We may have to go to Yom Tov, Chof, Bina, Atzum, O, Aye. We don't go to Yom Tov, we don't go to Yom Tov, Aye. Now, the Chbif, it was on Sunday, and the Tfilah was on the Also, the Tfilah, the Eved, I'm sure, the Chbif, who did the Sobhah, the Tfilah. Ah, but you know, Chof, for Klau. We also the Tfilah, but she's in the Baat, from the Gufo. But for Chof, we had a Tfilah, we saw, the Masri. We want to show you the Kosh, we also the Tfilah. We saw a Chlema, עם חוב בפור, עם עוד מוסר, ועם בשום גופו, שם לא עושה לו תפילה, שאם הגוף ותר. So that, the Mechaber agrees that it's ותר, but it's not ותר, so much תפילה. And even with Rabbonon, the Eved is not מעט, according to the Rashba. And Mechaber passed it. ועמד דבר אמור עם בשום כלל, אבל בזסטורי, כאילו שיצרים, so he says, but suppose no chvive, no iyun was made, or even if no chvive was made. So then, the tefillah is no tefillah. So then he said, "Bamed v'amod that if no iyun, no chvive was made, so the tefillah is no tefillah." That's the case I'm doing. Bishokan, how is that story? Give me some only beers, mayim, when you know something lachayim, hakach inoi son, but we must be shindom also the tefillah. So. He mentioned it, the two also mentioned it. So he said that can be explained in accordance with the shita of the Ritva. That all the Asmaim is only Rabbanon. Because according to the shita of Tesis in Gushin, that's in the Raisa, why should we be more lenient in respect to Misa Story than in respect to Kim Sagoin? What difference does it make? So it's Mashma that the Mechaber himself is Machriya like the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva. In other words, that all the Asmaim is only Rabbanon. Because according to those who say that all the Asmaim is with Raisa, so we cannot apply any special kulas in regard to this story, that we don't apply in regard to Shikon. Chof v'vomino mitolo, al yosom mitolo v'cheitzeis. Im isei cheino shachof v'vot tov lo in etzli v'tula acheret. V'im lav tzli v'tula acheret. Now this is the notion of the two that he made, and the two mentioned the notion of the Rashba. Now in that Gemara we have two shades. One notion is that it has to be only some of it. The other notion is if it's Meisayim. So the Rambam and the Rosh, there's a Machlokes Rishayim, how we pass. But the Rambam and the Rashba, They pass like the washing in the Gemara that even if it's not Tzomach Mamish, that's a degree in Tzomach. So, even if it's not Tzomach Mamish, but if it is, as long as it's Beis Yayin, so it's good. Now, what does it mean, Beis Yayin? So, Beis Yayin means Eiseino. What does Eiseino mean? Let's say the same day or the same night. So he says, "Chafi for me, no mitovlo." Well, Yosef told the lachit, "In bisechino she chafi for tovlo, and it's not lachet. In lach, it's not lachet." So that two gesoyes in the bar. According to one gel, say, I asked you to go over the ram in Shmuel, because he mentioned the two gesoyes. So according to one gel, say, the mishne pasche is that it has to be mamusam. According to another gel, say, the mishne pasche says it doesn't have to be mamusam. If it is Beis Ayin, and Beis Ayin means Beis Eino, the same day or the same night, so it's a good thing. Even though it's Nitzol Dovachit, Afalpi, Vimlach, Tzlicho, Tfilah Achetz, Afalpi Shoi Sachpi for Somach Litfil, Kei Shechof for Biyei, Somach Le'erev, Vitov for Betchilas Alaylo, Hoyum Hoyum Sheitz. In other words, now the Rambam Paskins, like the Loshin, that it depends upon Isaiah. And Isaiah means Isaiah, the same day or the same night. The same day is like not 12 hours. Sometimes Eino means 12 hours. But here Eino means the same day or the same night. By the way, if the Tvile was in the night time and the Chfife was in the night time, even though there was an interval of 6 hours in between. Let's say the Chfife was at 6 o'clock, because it's already dark. And the Tvile was midnight, an interval of 6 hours. So it's all right, even though it's Nitzol Dovachit. But, and that's not difficult, but it's a little strange. And then, so the Bes Yosef. Now the Rambam paskens like the Roshim, that it depends upon Isayim, not upon Somach Mamish. Now the question is this. So if it is Isayim, let's say, the Chfife is at 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. And the Tvile is midnight, so then it's all right. Even though it's Nitzol Dovachit. Suppose Shkia is at 4:30, and the Chfife is at 4 o'clock, and then the Tvile is at 5 o'clock, only 1 hour later. So what do we say then, according to the Rambam Shkia? So the Bes Yosef says that according to the Rambam Shite, since the Rambam emphasizes the fact that it's Eisei and Eiseino, so mainly we don't consider minutes or hours. So if it is Eisei, even though it's 6 hours and even though it's 10 hours, let's say the Chfife is at 6 p.m. and it's already dark, it's already after Shkia, and then the Tefillah takes place At 5 in the morning. At 5 in the morning, it's before dawn. So then it's alright. But if the Chfife is at 4 o'clock, and the Shkia is 4:30, and the Tvile is let's say at 5 o'clock, only 1 hour interval, so then it's not alright. I mean, that sounds strange. But still, the Bes Yosef says, because it's all the Rabbonim, it's based upon the Rabbonim. So the Mele, that was the Rabbonim's Rachamim. So usually, it involves a Bikule. But sometimes, there is a Chumre. Because with the Rambam Paskens, like the Roshim, that it depends on Isayim, so the Mele, only the Chumre and the Tefillah is in the same age. Even though there's an interval of 11 hours. But it's the same age. So it's all right. But if it's a different day, no, even though if the interval is only 1 hour, so it's not. After Kisho is actually for some of the Tvile, in Shechof, the Yim, some of the Hare, we don't know the Tvile Salaimo, Hoyim, Hoyim, Shechis. Now, here comes a very difficult expression, which was really mentioned in the tour, but I didn't want to discuss it then, because I intended to discuss it here. Ula Rambam, not La Rambam is not difficult. The Bamedra Ula Rambam, the Kach and the Kach, the Kach, אבל שיצאו עם צריך לארץ המלוכים, מי זה צריכה? מי זה צדיק? So, the Messiosif, הוא לא טוב, the Messiosif, him side, and the two. The Rambam explained to me more differently than the other Shein. The other Shein mean, Now it's very important you should go over the Ramshus. Now, Ve'omarot, Samovon, Tokov also means to go ahead and take some of the people to go in Tsrikolochim. We love Tsrikolochim. You get down in Vesim Shahot for Tokov, in Tsrikolochim. We love Tsrikolochim. Now, according to the Reeves, he'll say, so just that way around. The Ikedam is the first Loshin, and the first, what appears here, the first Loshin. So is there the second? It appears the Bishyosef says that the Rambam passed in head the Girse the Twiye, not the Girse the Rib. I mean, usually the Rambam follows the Girse and the Shitta of the Rib. But here, the Rambam, because the Rambam passed means that it depends upon Isaiah, not upon some of Manish. And the Rambam also always passed us like the second Moshe, and we should pass. So Mele Bishyosef says that he had our Girse. Not the girls, the girls of Russian tastes, not the girls of the big. Alright. So, you get down there in the easy game, Shahov before Toklo, and it's Rikoloch in the Litre. We love Rikoloch in the Litre. So, how do all the Shin explain? In the easy game, Shahov before Toklo, and it's Rikoloch in the Litre. And it's Rikoloch in the Litre, it means that she doesn't have to make a trill altogether. She's in Teres the Bible. But the Rambam explains it differently. So she doesn't require both a new chvife and a new tefillah. A new chvife and a new tefillah. She only requires a new tefillah, but not a new chvife. Because the original chvife is not bought if it's made ziyei. But being loud, so it's not only a new tefillah, but a new chvife as well. But if it's made ziyei, she doesn't require a new chvife. Because the original chvife is not bottom. But the new tefillah she requires in any event. There's the Rambam pshat. So this is what it says to the Rambam. Beikach beikach, tzricha tefillah acheres. Elo shezu imi tzricha la'arza v'lochi. Vizu tzricha. Now it starts a very difficult passage. Vameh dvor amurim, and that is mentioned by the Torah. Vameh dvor amurim, shalim shibisas, kobe isa minach atvim. Avu isas, kobe mitvillah indike. Imi tzricha tefillah acheres. שאני תלו איזה ממין שניסעס כבי אבל אם לחוק קוקים ותפיל אין תלו בי אבל פי שניסעס כבי אחת תפיל אין So he says, the two said, I didn't want to discuss it when we went over the two because I intended to discuss it now. Because of Arashi, אינו, שבי זה אינו, וחמו לי סומוך, because of Arashi, בו, אין, שבי זה אינו, שחוק פותוק, If it's in the same day or in the same night. In other words, it passes like the second motion, like the first motion. I mean, it all depends because I took you so it's like the motion that emphasizes the ACA rather than some of them. But me draw my moon, so we saw scope is a me, I had feel. Ah, but we saw scope. Being feeling in the in its record, feel after. So he says, but me draw my moon, so we saw scope is a me, I had feel. So everybody raises the question, but that's a bit more of a fresher than who? Toba lolo, we need to know the Vachintis. Aval Pishin Sasi, we saw him crying kule. Lo yom so it's really. So it says, Aval Pishin Sasi, we saw him crying kule. Now, all the Vishenim takes this, all the Vishenim, they ask the parents to this, the parents there, between the price of Toba Lolo, you told the Hintz of official Itasi Pesi Ami, Kolayim Kolei, is we also a Tfile, and the member of Robe, that's some of Robe on the base in it. So he says, it all depends. Im Soruch, it Tfile Chofa, Im Soruch, Lich Bife Toba, so also a Tfile. And he, Im Loi Soruch, so Loi also a Tfile. So Im Soruch, Lich Bife Toba, Eina Tzlich Oloch in the Nibbe. That's the Lashon. ואם לא יסמוך לי חביף את הבעל, צריכו Lase Eloche believe. Leave it. So here's the thing. So Tesis mentions several things. But the main talent that is mentioned by most chain is the thing of Hanan, that the chat in the price in Hu of Tom of the all of Nintel of the Lachiti, our patients as it's a new Kuay Kule, we also accumulate as reference to a case when it's not some of the Fosse. Not some of the Fosse, all being Achaz, depending what some of means, whether it means some of Mamish or it means the same day. This is the text that is given by most of the Tainsless mentions other terms by Abnetal, the price in whom that says we also retrieve has reference to Tainus, and this has reference to Bino. But the main text that Kashem gave is that Ilachname, the Pshat in the price in whom of Toba, all of Mutal, Toba, Hitz, Apotish, Sassan, Sahib, Kwaim, Kule, we also retrieve it means in Loibe Isaiento, in Loi Sabuchlich before Satov. That's the fact. So, and the Bessie Yosef says that that's the Rashba's text too. So the question is, so how does the Rashba say, Bamed vom amurim shom nisas kobei zami nachat vi. Avol im nisas kobei vim tfil alim dike, and it's a little aches. But the price in chum says so many words. Avol pish nisas im nisamim kolayim kule. Ever it will. And before he found out, that he has an obstruction at his booth. So we're also in Tile. So how can he say Avol in Isasko Bay Bay Tila Libdike in Itzricha Tila Achas? How can he say that? So the preaching. Say, the Prishe says in Pshat, even though it does not make the Loshon of the Rashbo very smooth, but he has no other choice except to explain the Rashbo that way, because the Prishe says as follows: Tov Olam V'Nimtzo Lo Dor Chetzis Af Al Pi Shenisasi. So in other words, there is one situation where if he says, I'm sure that at the time I went into the mikveh, I didn't have that obstruction, and that obstruction came upon me as a result of handling some paint after I came out from the mikveh. Handling some dough, some paint, and this was Nisasik Nisamin Kolein Kolein. He handled dough, paint, after he came out from the mikveh. So there is one situation where the tefillah is a good tefillah, if he says both. So the Krisha says that the pshat in the Rashbo is, Bamed vom amurim shom Nisasko beisehamin achat tefillah. Avo Nisasko. If he says bodily, so even if he says bodily, so when it's all right, when is it all right? If he was nisasi beisani koyik, in other words, he went into the mikveh, let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then from 9 till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he handled door, pen, something, and then at 3 o'clock. He was bathing himself and he found some dough or some paint on his body. So, and he says, bodily, I didn't have that paint at 9 o'clock in the morning when I immersed myself in the mikveh. And that paint came upon my roof later on in the course of my occupation with the paint or the dough. So then it's all right. But suppose he didn't have the dough or paint. And he went into the mikveh at 9 o'clock and he didn't inspect his body the moment he came out from the mikveh, but he inspected his body at 3 o'clock, 6 hours later, and he found some dough on his body. But he says, Boli Shalohoyola. So then he still requires that. Because since he wasn't also based on me, so he cannot even attribute it to the meaning, even if he says Boli. But if he was the Sazi based on me, In this sense, bodily, then it's reasonably attributable to the Isaac, to the handling of that. So this is how the Trisha explains the Rashi. And it's if he says bodily, if he says bodily, but if he is asking, even if he says bodily, so it's not also. Because there is no circumstance to which this obstruction is can reasonably be attributed. So it seems if this is the pshat in the Rashbam in the Torah, so this could be the pshat in the Chabatu. But there has to be happy. Now, באמת, הוא אמר מורי משור כבר. אבל בזה סטורי, מורי נסגי לתפילו, אבל אפילו גם כנינו, עד שניסה עשו דבר אחרי זה, ואתה חייב שזה מזעמים, תהיו לי אוקיי. Now, let's see the shach. The shach says that this is the pshat. I mean, the same pshat that the Trisha mentions. I don't think that the shach mentions that the name of the Trisha. But it's the same pshat that the Trisha mentions. באמת, הוא אמר, סיף את זה. באמת, אדו, והפך כוס הקריש דיימים שיברש, הוא חיירם לו. Da misas to be sami ni ti ni okay at ti ma boli shlo yo vai bi shas pil va ni misi shakh da sarai ba khibi shpel kam ni khu u ni shos te khim khu shi ni ti zu khu u bi ma da khali va bu ni shom ma shna shen khilu bi misas bi sami ni lo u khaj mu ni shikos u shom da khu ma ya shi ni to ko shom khu bi ko va shakh ni ti u ko la het shakh misas bi sami ni yo at ti ma boli shol ti ma khim וכי לא כמעט דברי קרובו, אלא הטוב את העשה רז'ו, והרז'ו בבוק ויחי ששלח. ואני, בביטוי שסיף בזיין כוסה, וגם הטוב שכוסה, אוי, אני לא זמן שמיים עם הטוב שלי. בביטוי שסיף בזיין כוסה, וגם הטוב שכוסה, שאני תהיה לי סלמי שניסה לסלמי, רוצה לי מה שהם יצריך לתפיל על כל פונים, אל מכיר לו ליסלס, ואני דווקא כשמע לסבור, עד כאן לשני. ובפי זה, גם דבר אחד לא אפשר לסבור השני, וכי לא מבין את זה. So he says, that's the pshat in the Torah, and that's the pshat in the Chabad. That if it's misasko, beisi amin, ain't it clear to acheres? Only if he says what? Only if he says what? Now, this is the shas pshat. Now let's see how the Taz explains the Torah and the Mechaber. Avu luchav benit vila, see if you wait. Kim kotzva Torah. Rabbi Makshi, dafi loyim, so klal bevachitzit. Loyim, no, so that he asks against the Torah and but he says, this is also strange. Aber in der Hoffnung von Kindern Tvile, in Teilen, aber Pische ist das Bacher an Tvile. So he says, here he discusses the case where he found an obstruction on his own. So why does he mention that if no Chrife was made altogether, so then it's loy also Tvile, even though he was Nisasim Nisamim. If no Chrife was made altogether, so without recourse, to Nimzol of the Machetzit, even if not Nimzol of the Machetzit. So it's also no Tvila, that's the Aloche, that was the Akores Chachom, the Akores Ezra, that without Chvife, no Tvila is effective, even if you make a Bdike immediately after the Tvila, and you don't find any obstruction, but if no Chvife was realized, so the Tvila is no Tvila. So why does he say it here, in connection with the case, where Nimzol of the Machetzit, if it's going home for Klal, so then, even without the Dovachet says, the Tvila is no Tvila. He can't go back to it. Rabbi Machi, to have you been to call Dovachet says, but also a Tvila is a Chof of the Tvila. Mishkosov Sifres, we need only Tavit, so he mentioned it in Sifres. And that if it is, if there is no Tvila made, so then it's no Tvila without the Dovachet says. We need only Tavit, we give you Chunke Sifres. The Imtei Choyim Oshu Chof of the Tvila, אין צורך תפילה אחרת. ואם יש אינו צריך עוד תפילה אחרת, אלו אם כן ניסה ספר. ואני שאלתם פה נעימי מחפיף, אני תפילה אלו אין אחת. אבל Ma'alim Yeshu Neyem Harbe. Die Yeshu Hoffi for Berf Shabbos. Wie tov wo mit Zoi Shabbos. Wie tov wo mit Zoi Shabbos. Die Chviche. Die Chviche. Die Suche mit Kotin in Kline Klau. Elo Och Menu. Oizlo Mehanin Isaska. So he explains when the Mechaber says Abu Chof for Kidin Tefillah, it doesn't mean we chof for Klal. It means if chof for Klal, so you without the Barachitzes. But it means there was a chifre, but there was more than a misless. There was more than a misless intervening. So then between the chifre. So then, if loyim tzol on the bachite, so it's a good feeling. Even if there is more than a misless. Mashiach came, and the Mechaber passed in Sifres, that even if there is two misless, more than two misless, and even more than three misless, let's say, so there, I mean, we said that that's the limit. I mean, there's a limit. The limit is the longest delay that might sometimes take place. That is, if you have, let's say, Shabbos, and then you have Rosh Hashanah. You have Sunday and Monday, even though, I mean, now Rosh Hashanah cannot be on Sunday. Adur. But, Bizman Oriye, so it was possible that Rosh Hashanah should be on Sunday. And Rosh Hashanah had 2 days, consisted of 2 days, even out of Shoah. So the longest delay is 3 weeks less. Let's say if she, let's say, Sunday and Monday is Rosh Hashanah, and she's the Belez Monday night. So you have the Shabbos, so she makes the Chvife Erev Shabbos, so she has Shabbos, Sunday, Monday. 3 weeks less. So that's the longest delay that is possible. So melee. So if loyim tzol do machitzes. So even if there had been an interval of more than moreno, more than a mislessi. So he says this. So this is how the Taz explains. It's avolim lechok fokin tvile. In other words, now let's see again. Vimilu itaris dimoch lukizimus. Din techoim lechok fokin tvile. In tzol chilachas. So in other words. In Zorch Lachas. Vim Yei Sheino Tzchikot Lachas. Elim Kei Nisaspa. Vayim Shako Ponim Im Bechmiku Yitvila Yach. Avo Yish Bim Emhar Ben Yishkot Ber Hashav Kom Tzei Shabbos. Dich Bifrezu Lim Yiko Kei Nim Tfila Klau. El Roche Kumeno. Or Ben Han Nisaspa Hakei. If there is a Dabar Chaitzit. But if there is no Dabar Chaitzit. So even though there is that interval, so it's also all right. Valkol Kosa Bezer, Lichot Kei Nim Tfila Vazorila. El Roche Kumeno Har. King. Bamit Roma Mori Bishoka. I will be a story in the skin of Tvile, but at Tvile, Gatunino, at the Sastra Haiti, attacking to Melissa Min Taylor. Hope before King Tvile, or with Tvile, is such a Haiti. Oh, she must leave no tapsha only the people, also at Tvile. I feel in what can be a lot at Tvile. That's the memory. That's some Zion. Because in view of the fact that we know that she had something that is likely to transfer a certain shamunis, a certain grease to her body, so maybe even though after she came out from Mikre, so she doesn't see anything, but we have to be cheshish, maybe at the time she immersed herself, there was that obstruction. But then as she emerged, So then it was removed. Milim bot katz vakinim tefila b'rosh shal midbar shel dovo and it's rifla acheres. Avon meteres liu veish godelo b'chvifa l'tefila v'litikach tinik etzlo because of the possibility that the tinik might have some dirt on him that might be transferred upon him. All right, that will be enough for it. Now tomorrow we'll go over a simen veish, but you'll have to go over yourself. And then we go over it inside the Taz and the Shach. The Taz and the Shach. And that has a bearing on the Yemen of the Chitzen and the Sakes.
this is tomorrow or
not tomorrow, I mean for when.
Now let's go to the Bechara.
שבשקס פרושאו, היא שאימנת בחלוק, תגורי אחד את ראשון את זה בצמון להכיר, ותיף את חלוקו, ותיף את. כשאנחנו אצטיב את דור שיתו כל פעות הקלורות, ואת עצמון כשהיא את השאר טעם, so she can say the word. Wie mit dir gehört, was a problem, weil sie hätte halt nur kam, sie nimmt sie die Woche, wo sie die Woche lach, als sie die Kone ist, als sie die Woche gemein. Wie mit dem Schuldi, wo ich halt von mir an Leo und Moretz. So ich nicht schon das same sheet, der mit der Reihe wird gesetzt. Wie jene Schäferin, schon mit dem, oh, so die Schiefe und die Lachabea, denn die Lachabea passt das like a Schäferin, that only to us care. So the bracha is beside it after the tefillah, because it couldn't be beside it before the tefillah is going. But the tefillah of other, any other tefillah, so it's like all other mitzvahs, it's a glass yosu. But there are more passages than that. V'yei she'im lim when the Aruch HaDeh is. Shlo yitivorech ad achar ha-tefillah. Ad achar ha-tefillah. V'chim liyakim, shal achar ha-tefillah. V'hei to imedes, v'zei chamani, נכנס לסעץ מודים, בגדו או בחלוקו ומברץ. So, yeah, so that is what we put this because she's a woman, so she's not allowed to sing the Broche. But the Rabbah passes that the Broche is Acharatu. Now, this is not the practice. The practice is like the Shlom. The practice today is like the Shlom. In other words, that the woman makes one Tfilah and then she raises her head above the level of water and she recites the Broche and then she makes another tefillah. I mean, what do we accomplish at all once she makes one tefillah? So she was very kind of mitzvah. There is no mitzvah of being ten twice. Of being ten twice, all right, so Aaron and Kippur, so of the Kabbalah, so many are made, they make many tefillahs. But so it's for other reasons. But as far as the mitzvah of tefillah is concerned, once you are taken with the tefillah, it's a good tefillah. There is no kima mitzvah. There is no kima mitzvah in being taken again. So what did the Moshe, what did the Shmuel accomplish? All right, but this is the practice. I mean, that's the practice, like the Shmuel. That she makes two tefillahs, and she's inside the Broche, between the first tefillah and the second. Now let's see the tats. We have to be right well. This is the right way, and the Mechaber passes like that. We need to be, we have to be right well, and we have to be right well. So, the Mechaim is in the name of the Abel, because I wish I could know, she had no shame to have this list, but we have to be right well. Hachol, Abel, Pishin, Mabsikates, Limato Male, Ve'indim Yochas Chaim, Shevein, Vesyosef, Shom. Achir Samayim means that he makes the water that it shouldn't be transparent. That it shouldn't makes the water cloudy. In other words, that it shouldn't be transparent. Now, so the Mechaber Paskins in the Rechaim. Mechaber Simen Ayin Dalet. Sif Dalet is as follows. Yeish Vishayne, Shehanoshim Mechiris Nivorech, Ulispalem Kibishi, Kishayim, Kishis Achot, Ava Kishayim Mapsikis, Rimato Malo. So he says that Yeish Vishayne, so maybe the Kashi of the Taz is no Kashi. Because this is the Taz and the Shach with themselves, we'll point out in the next SCP. So this is the machlekes between the Ochas Chaim and the Raim. So the Mechaber doesn't pass through completely like the Ochas Chaim. He says Yesh Mishayim, in other words, there's another Shayim. So here he doesn't pass through like the Ochas Chaim. Here he passes like the Raim. That was, you see, please have been men. So everybody agrees that if we be men, wears a shirt. Just a shirt. But no pants, and no shorts, nothing. He just wears a shirt, so he cannot be his father. He cannot be his father. Why? Because there are two issues. One is selling of the Yilin Chorah Lashomer. So if the person's elbow is exposed, so then he's not allowed to daven or to say Krishna or him to say off. That's a Nisar Reis. If his elbow is exposed. So if his elbow is exposed, so he's not allowed to say it. Or suppose he stands near a person who is naked, and we see there is a naked person in the room, so he's not allowed to daven or to say Krishna Shema. Or to say Yilin Chorah, whether it's a man or a woman, whether it's a Jew or not a Jew, doesn't make any difference. So it's Dalach of the Yilin Chorah Elbow is Dovah. The Yilin Chorah is Dovah. That is in the elbow. In the elbow is exposed of a man or a woman. Now, then there is another, as the Taz and the Shach, where they put it down. There is another Yisrael, which is only Rabbah. Shalom Yerim, Yibir Reyeh Yisrael. So we are saying, the Hasidim wear a garb when they garb. What's the purpose of the garb? Because the garb is a hefsek between the leiv and the elbow. So actually, I mean, there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv to put on a garb. The only purpose of the garb of the Isaiah is that there should be a hefsek between the leiv and the elbow. That's only the Rabbah, that's not the Isaiah. In other words, suppose a man wears a long shirt in Aita. If he doesn't wear any pants, and no shorts, so then he's not allowed to daven. Suppose he's sick, he's not allowed to daven unless either he puts on some shorts or he puts on a garment. So the garment goes to the hefsek between them. That's a Jewish Rashi. That Rashi says that today, you know, thousands of years ago, it wasn't even customary for men to wear pants. And they used to wear, I mean, they are seen today. They don't wear pants and no shorts, nothing. Just long robes, that's all. So the men are without the guard. But if you wear pants, if you wear shorts, so then that means only the guard. You know, the purpose of the guard is shall we be the reason? But then, as far as fear is concerned, there is another purpose in the Gav. And that is because he came with Chasam Yachim Yisrael. But he came with Chasam Yachim Yisrael means that when a person doubts, that's only Allah and Shishmes, period, not international. So when the person doubts, he should be dressed nicely. So that depends upon the practice of the people. So in the main way, if the practice, the custom is that when you see an Abu Khoshuk, you wear it now, and say, then you have to wear a garb. But today, there is no such practice that when you see an Abu Khoshuk, you put on the garb, or at least somebody who has an appointment to President Carter will not put on a garb. And so, mainly, there is no chiyuv to put on the garb when you garb. And as far as people may say, also, if you wear a Messiah, so then it's not really a Messiah. So, vis-a-vis men, so then there is no machlekes v'sheikh. There is no machlekes v'sheikh. Even though there is a machlekes in Gemara, Gemara's Roche says that there is a machlekes tanoim, as whether there is such a aloche of Yibir Yisrael. But we pass, most v'sheikh pass, even though there is a, there is from the Moshe of Dago, it's mine and it's mashma that we pass, that there is no Yisrael of Yibir Yisrael. But most v'sheikh pass, that there is a Yisrael of Yibir Yisrael. That means even if the elbow is not exposed, it's an Isra Rabbah. An Isra Rabbah. So the male in men is not allowed to be discovered or even to say Kriya Shema if he's just going to hold his shirt. So there has to be a hefsek between the leiv and the elbow. The shayim is, how about you? So the Ochas Chaim says, and that's based upon the Gemara, the Gemara says, that a woman, if she has to make a broche, if she is naked, so she tocho panero shalimato mikam. So then she can make a broche. So the male of the Chaim, but the men not. So the Ochas Chaim says, the Ochas Chaim she means that as far as a woman is concerned, there is no Yisrael, there is no aloche of Yibir Yisrael. Why? Because if a man stands, so then he can see his own elbow if he stands. So even if she stands, she doesn't see unless she bends down. So she doesn't see her own elbow. So in Meile, according to Orchis Chaim, by women, the whole Yisrael of female Yisrael doesn't apply. It only applies to women. This is what Mechava says in Sibonai Dawit. Sibonai Dawit, Yeshi Shemi, Yashan, Yoshi, 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 So then the Rabbah says, we may not raise, so we should be able to show them, take it in the car, who is in Shevis, I'll show them, because in the way of Shevis, I'll show them, Masha'im ke, Bish, Bish Yosef Shem of Hashem. Alright, so here the Kashi is, the Kashi of the Kashi is, the Kashi of the Kashi is, here Abba Mechava says, we need to move in, we have to come back alone, for the Echaz, So if the water in which she is standing, she is immersed, just her head is above the water. So he says that if the water is transparent, so she has to make it cloudy so that it will not be transparent. Why? Because if it's transparent, so then it's leaping layers out, or it's leaping layers out, or because she stands in the water, Don't the whole roof except up to the neck. So maybe there is no hepsek. There is no hepsek between the lady and the elbow. But by Yisho that are in the Chavapaskins, then by Yisho there is no Yisho of the Yisrael, only by men. By men. That's the Kashi of Kass. So if he never chayim sinai now it doesn't show low, Shamoshi the Chris and his power is the Shem, which is a holy, Abba Pishay Mapsikeis, Rimatum Alei, Vindir Elchis Chayim Shemim Yisrael Shoshom, The one we use can not hear somebody. Who is some of his boy, now why could, so he says, who is some of his boy, but the mind is good, he have to kill fish as a whole. Because you see, there are some who assume that if the water is transparent, so then it's not just a question. It's not just a question of who can say a whole. Then it's an issue of who you can say a whole, who you can say a whole, because she can see, because if the water is transparent. But the task is shah, they won't say no. That even though when the water is transparent, so it's possible to see the elbow through the water, but inasmuch as the elbow is in different ratios, because if the woman stands up to the neck in water, and so her eyes are outside of the water, and she's not looking, of course. If she would be looking at her own elbow as she stands up to the neck in the water, then of course she would not be allowed to say the broche, because then she'll be able to miss her eyes, she'll be able to miss her eyes. But she looks for hoots. She doesn't look into the mind, and her head is above the level of water. So her eyes, so it's not, her eyes are in different issues than the elbow. Because the whole group up to the neck is in the water, and their eyes, their head is above the level of water, and she doesn't look into the water. She looks for chutz. So mainly the Taz and the Shach say that there is no Yisrael of the Yilvei B'chayel Adon. There are some Rachel, but this is the shite of the Taz and the Shach. Taz and the Shach. Now let's say. There are certain Jews, let's say, where there is really, I mean, where you cannot, where you can see all the way, where the mechitze, either the mechitze is very low and you can see all the women, let's say, so even if you stand walking with 4 inches, you can still see, so the men stand in the Ezra Sanoshi, you can see the women in the Ezra Sanoshi. Or, let's say, there are Jews where there is no mechitze except that the Ezra Sanoshim is like a different level, a different platform, a different issues. Now the question is it mutter to daven in such issue or not? That depends upon the child. Because the halacha of a, where is the issue of mixed beauty, which has a feeling? So that's a drosha of the Torah in Eliyahu that the Al-Chimeni and the Pasuk of the Yehoi Yehoi Abbasdobo says, the Yehoi Yehoi Abbasdobo, Mikano Muchachoni, Lu Yamdu Anoshim Bin Anoshim Bin Yisparo. So never mind, you know, all the knowledge of educated people who say that the Chitze is an innovation of the latest Avdach Sabonim, because no Mokir and Chazal, it's a Drosh. The Yalkichimeni mentioned the Drosh. Lo Yire Bechor HaVezdomo, Mikamam Lo Chachomi, Lo Yamlo Anoshim Ben Anoshim Yisbal. So the mayor, the question is, suppose you can see all the women, but it's a different reshus. Let's say there is a mechitza of 40 inches. So it's a different reshus. A mechitza of 10 tefachim is certainly a different reshus. Or let's say it's a different platform altogether. There are certain reshus where they have no mechitza altogether. But it's very high. It's very high. So in the way, then if it is 10 tefachim high from the level of the mention, so whether that involves the Yisrael of the year of the Chol HaVezdobo should be told in that child. But the Shite of the Taz, and all the Shach is that if the woman is completely immersed in the water, even though the water is transparent, and if she were to look, so she would see. But since she doesn't look at my inside, but she looks the chutz, so there is no Yisrael of the Yerba Chol HaVezdobo. Then she can tell the Shach, most possible. Now the question is, why? Because it's a different issue. But the Gemara says in what? Ergo Ba'ashoshis. So also in Spach, also in Kesrish, we can add it.
So it would be also to be Jerry Krishna.
מה שאין כן אידאל is the different issues, and you don't put it in, so then there is no use there, hopefully you're going to have a result. But this is the shite of the Taz and the Shach. This is the Shach. So, this is the Taz is, now, so the Taz is, why does the Mechada say, we may true, we have to bring out your heads, there are two issues that have to be considered. One is the issue of the Yerba Chayab Zdok. As far as these are the Rebbe's Dova, so if it's ruling, so they are always in different issues. And you know, it's not Lissi Hamayi, so we may learn the reason. Then the poor by man, he would be allowed to say Krishna if he is immersed completely in the water, unless he makes the water cloudy. Because by men there is an Isra Rabbanon, I'm sure you will be a Zerbo. But by women, the Oches Chaim says, in view of the fact that the Apostle is Mato, so in Mele, there is no special aloche of So why does the Chaba require we have to have a Lohes? So he says, so he don't get that, but there is a very simple direct, very simple direct. The Chaba says, יש לי שאימא. So what does it mean, יש לי שאימא? יש לי שאימא, there is such a shite, in other words, he's not, he doesn't pass. But he just mentions it's one shite, and here he doesn't pass for like Oretz Chaim. He passes like Reinberg, that by woman too, the Isa, or the Yibbe Riyah Isa, or the Flavus. All right. Aber da hat viele, Tamaye, יחיד בצוע הגיע לשייר שיבור את איפה עצמי לדעי ומחומיו בו יחיו כל כך חול נעד או ראתה הוא יגיע לדעי ולא לא קטע יצפי הוא ידעי לחיים כסו, מי עדים שלאחר אפילו לדעי ולמד באינדו ולמד בשיחה מים מחז יסעץ בו בבינדו או אם יחלו כל ורעץ בפני שזה זה ורם ישיקו ודבור פישה כמו כך נעד שזה ישיקו ודבור זה ורם לא פישה בפני שהיה לו בגיל זה בקוס שהאנושים שלנו על מבורכי זו התפילה בעידם במים הרומץ ולא עם יעד אחרי המים ולא פשט רב. So they actually clean. The women, who while we sent the water after the neck, so they say the brocha. So they do actually clean. But look at the fact they don't, they are not מאחר המים. ולא פשט רב. אף שהם מחפשו סבירים של מלגות. ובצפים מה שקוסף מערבי, הטעם שצריכים להיס אחר, אחוז, כדי שהיהודים אומרים את הרוסון, הויו, מהם יחידו ישראל איסון להפסי, בימי ואיו. So the Rishi criticized this women, even though they put the hands here, so in other words, so the hand itself is like a hefset, between the chest, the leg, and the elbow. But that is not enough. That is not enough. לפי מה שקורא זה מהרמי, הטעם שצריכים לזכור, כדי שאומרים לבין סבות סון, או ימהמר, חיבוק צבאי סוף אף, זה גדולר, אבל בסוף, אם דאו, זה דברי ש... he's massive of the issue. The Drish does not assume that when the woman stands in the water, so in view of the fact that the elbow is different from the shoes, then her eyes, and she doesn't look into the water, she keeps her eyes the hood, she put the hood, so there is no Isa. So there is no Isa except the possible Isa of Nikola in herself. So the Trisha doesn't assume that, that's the Tashi. But the Trisha assumes that if the water is transparent, so then we don't have to resort to the Isa of Nikola in herself. Then it's our service because of the Gilwell. Not because of Bimolei Yisrael. So Bimolei, if it's a question of Bimolei Yisrael, so then the Chilux reads, when you place your hand and you press it beneath the chest, so that's like an Eze. So that's the hefset between the leg and the elbow. But according to Rishi, if the water is transparent, so then it's not a question of Bimolei Yisrael. Then it's a question of Gilwell elbow mamish. Bishas. So he says, "Bimash was mami atam shitzpuli zachuri. Veshuli mami zehavo hoyomani chibuz reisolav." According to Rami, who says that the purpose of achuri is to dispose of these of the reservoir. So then Chibuk's Roitz would be good. But our Bishopot, it's not like that. Because Bishop ain't Bishop Ribore Reservoir. Like the Ochis Chaim says. Keep your voice on the matter made. Look, she was a good ship of a time, she's not down in the Lishene. Neither she was a great with Boric, who is found to show you should have looked on. Our teaching of sick is the matter of a host. We feel even though there is no girl, let's say, or I have said, between the lid and the hour. We feel she was on the matter made, but we both take it in character. Ella Kishina Rubis, he is the Hassel was like the Lishene. Mashba the Moshi will be there. משום שאם נסעור עם בלוקי זה הרבוסות, ולהביא לחר על אז הסכם, ולתפיד השחיל. So it's strange. So he says that if the Isha is naked, and even though she is standing, she is immersed in water, so then it's not just a question of him on his health, which could easily be disposed of by placing her arms and make that into a hefzer between the living and the apple. But it's a question of him and our mind. So if the point of the tradition is a question of you have a mamish, in other words, so the tradition is chelik of the Tatsu Lishach. The Tatsu Lishach say that if there was a different issues, and the person who says Krishna, they always misspouted, or who says the Brocha, doesn't look in the direction. So then there is no Yisrael of the Yerba Chaya Mosgoro. And then the tradition holds there is a Yisrael. So why does he say, well, the Tatsu has the Kashi. So why does the Jewish say, the love of the Havelas is going to be Ashkine, the Moshi, or the love of the Havelas is going to be Ashkine, has the connotation that he doesn't involve in Israel Haise. If the Jewish had hoped that if involved in Israel Haise, he would use such an expression, love of the Havel, it's not nice. So love of the Haise, nice. There are many things that are not nice, but if you're not involved in love of the Haise, so that's the Kasher of the Dax. So we see that even according to the Jewish, who says, that where the Malibat's moving, so then it's not just a question of Dino Yezel, but it's a question of Dino Yezel Mamesh, Yezel Mamesh, but, and these are the reasons. And these are the reasons, the reason. And what kind of Israel is there? It's an Israel. Now, why? Because it's not Fei Jomai, it's not Fei Dashkine, to be misspowered or to say Krishna, and while the elbow is exposed. The elbow is exposed, even though it's in different issues. It's in mind. Why should he let him all? If he agrees with the Taj, then he doesn't have any hasod. There's no kasha against, but he doesn't agree with the Taj. So he holds that even though the elbow is in different issues, it still involves an issue of our mamish, of the elbow being exposed, of the elbow being exposed. So in Mele, why did he say it's only an issue of Ramona because that's Vishamai? It should involve the issue of the year of the world.
As long as he doesn't walk, he doesn't see the outcome. He believes it to our
the tabs, the mokavo, mendigo, they are all chilek abimcha, in connection with the intimate. But they are not chilek in connection with the health of honor. That they are not chilek. They are only chilek in connection with Ottoman. Because they say, even if he keeps his eyes closed, and what does it make when he keeps his eyes closed? Suppose he doesn't keep his eyes closed, but he just doesn't look at the naked person. Look at the defense, but his eyes closed. Let's say that a naked person stands here at the side, and I have my eyes open, but I look that way. I don't look this way. So does it make a difference whether it's closed or open, as long as he doesn't look at there? So according to the Mechaber, even if a naked person is with you in the room, but if you don't look at him when he's like Krishna, it's not us. According to the towns, and the Mechaber and the Kor, if it's health upon all, let's say a naked person stands here, and I change, I face the other direction, then they are made. But if I stand in the same direction, but I close my eyes, so then I never allow the eyes, according to the Taz and the Onavom and the Mo. I mean, all of them, Achil and Yamachal. Why so this time is? Because the Torah doesn't say, we will see the Avodah. If the Torah had said, we will see the Avodah, thou shalt not see the Avodah of the person when you are engaged in Dovah Shem Yitushe, when you are verbally engaged in Dovah Shem Yitushe, they will agree. But the Torah says, we will hear it before Avodah. We will hear it before Avodah. In other words, that the Avodah should not be seen at the time when you are engaged in negotiation. So the matter, if you change, you turn away that direction, so then you stand in such a position that even if you wanted to look, you could, unless you move. You move back, so then it's not going to require a law. But if you stand in the same direction as the naked person, but you close your eyes, or you keep your eyes, you look at the ceiling, you don't look at the air. So you are in a position that it could be seen. So mainly it comes within the possibility of the near of the Chayav Torah. Because the Torah doesn't say you will see it, the Avat Torah. But the near of the Chayav Torah.
According to the cliche, there is. Why? Because apparently the cliche don't agree with the Mechaber.
that even if the naked person is in the same room with the person who says Kriya Shema, or with his father, and even if he stands in the same direction, but as long as he closes his eyes and he doesn't look at him, he doesn't see the elbow, so there is no reason for the elbow. But it's not a nice thing anyway. So not to really the elbow is no more. But it's not the Shemaim, so it's just on the elbow. It's just on the elbow. And the Taz is massive, he says. Why did he say it's not the Shemaim? It's a lot of the Isaac, because the Taz is not saying he is Chelik and the Chaber in 798.
Die haben nur Schimo Reises gegen die Friedrichsche Teilen, die Reises ja, auf viele Katze. So die Friedrichsche Kriegszeit gewonnen, wo am Nacht die Achim die Magie und die Leute Worte haben, wenn ich uns gewonnen, but instead, they put the arms, as he has said, between the chairs and the elbow. Die Kriegszeit gewonnen. And he's here proofs of that practice by one in the time. They said, weil an die Deine alle schlägt sich in der Deine, weil sie sich auch noch abschlägt. Weil die Ruhe nicht in der Deine. Jeschle, and he says, it would be all right even without the Deine. Die Jeschle war mal aus, die Masche Kossa, die die Schieße aber in das Aroma, die Schiebe in der Schiebe und die Ruhe, die Maul in der Wacke Steine, die Schiebe in der Schiebe. Mal ein Schiebe. If he considers, if he assumes that it's not just a question of women, but it's considered it's a question of giving up marriage, so why would he have to resolve to be a shrine, then it's a lot of rice. This is that which does it, because he's chedoy on the mechava. In the mechava. Malmach said to the shrine, but he's a rice before you. You should hear what I'm going to do. Uch, mishu kosu, which is a schala, which is a shrine, which is a shrine, which is a shrine, which is a shrine, which is a schala, which is a shrine. If the man is naked, he cannot take off schala, which is a shrine. If you walk. Ah, and how I'm going to show you, which is a shrine, wo hat die Kinder der Arbeit schon in die Kuhle, aber die Schöne in die Kuhle. Die sind immer Porsche, aber die Kinder schon in Israel. Aber wenn die Porsche in die Kuhle, die nur Odo bei ihnen sich am Ei, aber viele in Zuri, ey, was ist die Kuhle? Now in the middle is no one is there. Oh, the year of the Kuhle. According to the Taz, the list was a Chisak in der Schöne. The three generations, the new is a Rabbana in der Schöne. I mean, what if you know a mention? According to the Schöne. But according to the Taz, they are doing so, because it's a rise of the Rebbe Chachamim, and then there is this Rabbanon of Libre Yisrael. Libre Yisrael doesn't apply to a woman altogether. So the only thing that applies to a woman is Libre Rebbe Chachamim. And here, and even though the Tashit is, that Libre Rebbe Chachamim does not necessarily have to include the element of Libre, as long as the position is such that you would see the Rebbe if you look. So even if he keeps his eyes closed, so it's still involved in Israel at all, but only when it's in the same with the shoes, so even if he keeps his eyes closed, but if it's in different shoes, and he keeps his eyes closed, then there is definitely no Israel. There is no doubt. Suppose a person stands naked here outside, and you want to die, and you stand here, and you stand here, near the window, and you close your eyes, and you look down, so it's good. Because even according to that, because it's in different issues, but had you been looking, so then the tomorrow of the Allah judges. But you're not looking. You keep your eyes closed, and it's in different issues. So there is no issue here about Rabbi Shlomo. Here too, because the mind itself, because it's like in different issues. She's completely immersed in water. And liberate herself. So liberate herself doesn't apply. Good woman over there. Wadi, when we call him Jimmy Shoshu Smaug in the Khabir, Wadi, in the Gitaar of Shalem, Nimi, in the Kule, Abba, Bishu, Nimi, in the Khuse, he said to God, Apilo, in the Nekish of Israel, and in the Poshu, in the Mucha, in all the Nekish of the Hamayi, Apilo, in the Kule, 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 in the Kule,
ורן מפרשת בסדר משפרי סביב. למד, למד, נעם, נזכס במים, בליקר קריאה שיט, פחינון, זה זה משפט. פחינון בורים בלי אסרובו, ומשלים. שיט, יצאו עם הרבים של זה, אבו, מה יש לו ליבד? So, the Gemara, the Makshim didn't know that the Mishnah is not the case, where the water is cloudy. It's cloudy. In other words, it's not transparent. It's not transparent. So the Gemara assumed, the Makshim assumed, that the Mishnah is not the case, where the water is transparent. So, according to the Prisha, so why would the Makshim ask? Did he involve himself in himself, or? The more into the best, it involves a more serious Yisrael, which is the Yisrael of Yisrael of Mamesh. So why does the more mention the Yisrael of Yisrael of Mamesh? So the Rali is, no, he doesn't involve the Yisrael of Yisrael of Mamesh, because it's in the issues. If no is transparent, and he doesn't look, and he doesn't look into the mind, he looks through the mind. Now this is not such a kasha against the Prisha, because the Prisha is Yitose, that even though it's Osea, without recourse to the Yisea of Liberi Yisea, but it doesn't involve the Yisea of the Yisea of the Yisea, it only involves another Yisea of the Yisea, or not which am I? So then we can test, why does the Gemara mention the Yisea of Liberi Yisea of the Yisea? Why does the Gemara mention which am I? Why is the Yisea? If it can involve, and it's not the Yisea, and we know Yisrael is only the Rabbanon, so then it's a kasha. Why does the Gemara mention it's a Rabbanon? The Gemara couldn't mention it's a Raisa. But according to the Prisha, in view of the fact that he doesn't see, he doesn't look into the water,